Hello guys, my name is Molin Juan, and I'm 16 years old, and I live in Princeton, New Jersey, and I am a high school sophomore. And I am taking this interview by Voices of Princeton about the current COVID-19 pandemic. Question one, when did you first hear about COVID-19? What was your initial reaction?
So I first hear about COVID-19 at mid-February, I believe, in 2020, on a Chinese media. I am a Chinese-American, so I do have access to this media. And I did not think it was a big deal at first, because it was reportedly very similar to the SARS virus in 2003. And that virus didn't even expand out of China, so I did not think it's going to be a big deal at the time. But time proved me wrong. And yeah, okay. Question number two, when did COVID-19 start to feel like a local emergency to you? COVID-19 started to feel like a local emergency, like when I got the news that it has spread to New York. And because I live in New Jersey, and it's really, really close. So when it spread to New York, I knew that school shutdown and stuff, it's not going to be a matter of if it will happen or not, but a matter of when will it happen. So that is when it starts to feel like a local emergency to me. Question number three, in what ways have you been personally infected by COVID-19? So for me, I became really anxious for my family and friends' health. But perhaps the biggest impact the COVID-19 virus had on me is that I need to get used to online learning as a high school student, which is really different than learning at school. Question number four, how are you coping with the ongoing public health crisis? How are you feeling? I am really feeling like really, really bad for these people who are unable to work because of the pandemic. But I think social distancing is still like really important if you want this situation to end. And number five, have you ever experienced anything like this before? If so, tell us about it. So I personally haven't experienced anything like this, but my parents have. I was born in 2003, which is the year of the SARS breakout in China. And my parents, they were asked by the government to stay at home, and if they want to go out, they need to wear masks, and they are trying to stay away from people, basically what we are trying to do right now. And and next is the day-to-day life section of the interview. Question number one is, how has the COVID-19 affect you and your family's day-to-day activities? It most directly affect my academic works, like I mentioned before. The temporary closure of schools means that we need to rely on computers and phones for our schoolworks. The AP test is also really different, and it is especially difficult for history students because you have to write a full-length essay in 45 minutes. And yeah, so mostly academic, and yeah. Question number two, how are you changing your daily behavior? So I am having experienced a big change in my schedule right now. It affects my sleeping schedule and eating schedule. I now usually go to bed at 12 a.m. and wake up at 10 a.m. or so. If there's no school in the morning that day, I'll probably wake up at 10:30, and then I'll only have two meals each day as opposed to three meals before the pandemic. So that's how it affects my day-to-day life. Question number three, what have you found difficult about staying home? What have you found easy? What I found difficult is that what everybody else think is difficult. Staying at our houses was little chances to go out and do something together with people other than my family. I do not find anything particularly easy. But, I mean, if anything, I am able to stay in bed for a longer time. I hate getting up early, but also I get time to spend with my family, which is pretty nice if we're not worrying about our life right now. Question number four: how have you been staying in touch with people as you socially isolate? I have video chatted with a lot of my friends using platforms such as WeChat, Discord, Zoom, and Skype. And I also send messages to keep in touch with my friends, my families in other countries, with text, Instagram, Facebook occasionally. And yeah, so I'm really happy that social media exists right now in the 21st century. And question number 5, have you picked up any new hobbies staying busy at home? Revive any old hobbies? I've been doing a lot of gardening works. I've been doing like a research study on carnivorous plants, which are plants that eat insects. These are something like, I have an affection for when I was young, and now like with like more time spent at home, I have more time to spend with my plants and observe them, which is really fun. I really hope like I can get to do something like skateboarding with my friends when this is over, but whatever. Question number 6, how would you describe the atmosphere in Princeton right now? I mean, Princeton, it isn't a big town, so there's not a lot of people as opposed to like something like New York City. But with the coronavirus pandemic breaking out, it feels even more empty than before when we are like occasionally doing like grocery shoppings, probably like once a week once every 2 weeks. We rarely see people like walking on sidewalks, which is pretty rare for me, but I do see a lot more animals, and I've seen more deers around my house, even saw a fox, which could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. And what have you been your primary sources of news during the pandemic? Primary sources of news? I have a lot of news sources. Like I said, I've been keeping in touch with the Chinese news media as a Chinese American, and I always watch YouTube about like all those different news channels about what the government is saying. I watch CNN, Fox News, like you name it. Yeah, all those news say stuff like really differently, especially like with the Chinese and American news medias. They say drastically different things. So I try my best to keep in touch with both sides of the story, and I try to not be biased towards one another to get the full picture. But yeah. And then question number 8, the last one in this section is, have your news sources changed during the course of the pandemic? Like I mentioned before, in the last question, I have a lot of news sources. Basically, like if you name one, I probably like watch at least one or two reports from them. So I won't say like a lot of these sources changed. And I've been keeping in touch with the same media like since the beginning, but again, there's a lot of them. Next section, employment and school. Has COVID-19 affected your school or the schooling of anyone in your household in what ways? So I am a high school sophomore, and my school, Princeton High School, has been closed for more than 2 months right now. And we've been turning to online schooling. We've been using several different platforms, including PowerSchool Learning, Google Classrooms. We've been having classes via Zoom. And sometimes our teacher just posts what they want us to do on the on their websites. So if you get used to it, you get used to it. But in the beginning, during the transition period, it's really tough. My sisters, they're eighth graders. They don't have as much work as me, but we are basically using the same platform to keep in touch with our teachers and classmates. Next section. Community response. Question 1, how has the COVID-19 outbreak affected your community? This may include many communities, including school, clubs, church, job, town, etc. So COVID-19 has affected my community drastically as a student. I'm obviously unable to go to school, and I'm facing a challenge to adapt all the new school system online, which is like pretty much 90% like done. But I'm still trying to get used to it. It's a really tough transition. I'm also a really big roller coaster enthusiast. So the roller coaster community has been affected a lot. Theme parks around the world has been shut down because of the coronavirus outbreak. And I've been talking with several of my friends online about their thoughts. And it's it's pretty sad, like, to be honest, because I've been looking forward for all the new rides coming up, and so has everyone else in the roller coaster community. So yeah, that's basically like what it is about. It's just everything is getting delayed. Question number two. What have you observed as changes to society and the Princeton community as the result of the crisis? Changes. I think the pandemic really united people of Princeton together. My friend, my family, and our neighbors have been helping each other out by sharing masks. We have some extra masks, and we decided to share with them. And we've also been sharing like cleaning equipment, which makes me so happy that we still have each other, and even under quarantine. Question number three. How do you feel about the national, state, and local responses to the pandemic? I'm going to be honest here. I don't think the United States federal government and state governments, and I mean local governments, all forms of governments, are doing enough. I mean, it has to do with the way democracy works in the United States, which most of us, in the majority of time, it's like a really, really good thing. But in time of crisis, could harm people because the federal government really can't do anything if the states don't cooperate. And I mean, 2020 is obviously a really big year for politics with the election coming up. What I've been seeing is that the two political parties are like really trying to win the election instead of like solving like the current crisis of the COVID-19. Now, like what I've been seeing is that a lot of politicians in the United States are trying to blame China for it, which you can do it, but I would try to stay neutral before the actual source of the virus gets discovered. And now, I think rather than playing the blame game, I think it's the best if we can just unite together and solve this issue. Rather than like playing the blame game, I mean, you can't really like find a cure to the virus by blaming others. And okay. Next section, the future. Question number one: what is something you'd want people in the future to know about your experience? I want the people to be aware of the fact that the pandemic is not to be underestimated. I know a lot of people, and a lot of people still think that the coronavirus is greatly exaggerated by the news propaganda and stuff, which is one of the primary reasons why it's getting so bad, because a lot of people are ignoring the fact that the virus is still dangerous. The United States underestimated the virus, and that is one of the primary causes of why this situation, like the United States, is becoming the most affected country in the world right now. I want the future people to not make this mistake again. Question number two, what are your hopes for the future after this pandemic? I hope the world can be more united than it is divided right now. I want future people to unite together to solve things as a whole, rather than like keep blaming others, rather than actually solving the problem together. And because when we're united, we can do everything. Question number three, the last question. What is the first thing you plan to do when the pandemic's no more? I'm going to meet up with my friends and perhaps go into amusement parks together, and I'd probably like go to the newly opened like indoor ski resort in Newark, which seems really fun. I really hope this pandemic to end. And yeah, thank you.